Blog Talk Radio.
Another week, everybody. Welcome back to Rehab. This is your time, your moment, your second, your minute, your hour for peace. I wouldn't say your hour because it's only 15 minutes, and a little less than 15 minutes, so therefore, this is just your time for peace. Take this time to enjoy yourself and think about the positive things in your life. Think about the good things that's happened to you in your life while you're here at Rehab. If this is the first time listening to Rehab, first and foremost, thank you. I do appreciate any and everybody that listens, and I thank you for that. Second off, we have rules in Rehab. The rules are very, 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 very simple. There will be zero judgment, zero bad vibes, zero negativity. All we want in rehab is peace. So you leave all that stuff outside the door of rehab, and you come on in now. You're more than welcome to come in. Get comfortable. Take your shoes off, socks off, hat off. I don't know. Whatever you want to do to get comfortable. So how was your week? How was your weekend? Yeah, I know it gets hard sometimes. I can truly say it was a hard weekend for me. I wouldn't say hard. I'm alive, you know. I'm happy to be here. I'm always happy to be doing rehab because we all just need a little rehab in our lives. But past weekend just was tough, you know. Life happens. Things don't go your way. And you just go into a funk. You know, well, I just went into a funk. I don't like to call it depression because depression is one of those things that is carryover. You've listened to me before, you would know that I don't stay mad for long. I'm not a very angry person. I have my short temper, and once that short temper is over and done with, I'm pretty much done with being upset. It's nothing I like to do. But however, I did have a pretty, down, so to speak, weekend. And it basically just stemmed from the way I perceive things, you know, the way I look at things. I tend to take things personally. You know, anytime something doesn't go right in my life, I decide to go, you know, it was something I could have done better. And so with perception comes a point of view from one side and a point of view from another side. And so when I was younger, and I still do this from time to time, whenever I am having a bad time or a bad weekend or a bad day, I tend to go to music, which we all do. You go to a music, you go to a song. And when I was younger, it was this song called "Oh Father" by Pastor Troy. If you're not familiar with Pastor Troy, he's a Southern rapper. You know, that's besides the point. And basically, the hook of the song went, "Oh Father, come and take me. I'm surrender. I'm ready. Oh Father, come and take me. I surrender, I'm ready. That's very negative. I mean, you can try to understand what that meant. But my point of saying that is that's what I used to listen to when I was upset. Or I listened to DMX, I'm slipping, I'm falling. And it, basically the hook went, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. And you know, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Got to get back on my feet so I can tear stuff up. Now, what perception will I be in if I'm listening to those two songs? Or when I'm feeling good, I might listen to I'm Good by The Clips. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. That's just my perception of feeling better. It's the way the song went. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. I'm feeling good. That type of thing. Or I listen to Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube. It's plain and simple. Today was a good day. So with all that coming into perception, are you saying I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up? How are you looking at things? Are you asking, are you saying that you're ready, you surrender? Or are you saying, am I good? Or am I having a good day? So when I talk about perception and how you look at things, it could really turn your day from being a really good day or a really bad day. Either you're going, today is a good day, or I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. And that could ruin your whole day. It could ruin your whole week. So around this time in the show, I like to ask the question of the week. And obviously, the question of the week is, how do you perceive life? How do you look at life? Do you look at it as, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up? Or do you look at it as, today is a good day? But this weekend, when I was upset, I was thinking, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. So just take time to think about, how do you look at life? And how do you perceive life, depending on the situation you're going in? Or the situation that you're a part of. Think about that and I'll be right back.
They owe you educate the head, try to educate the heart.
Talk about perception, and perception can come from different, very, very, very different avenues. So, say if I had a disagreement with someone, anyone, and that person decided to take that disagreement and say, "Well, you're absolutely wrong, and you don't know what you're talking about." Or I could have took that disagreement and said, you know what? Even if the other person's wrong, I could have took the disagreement and said, you know what? It is my fault. So that's what perception is. It's how you see things. Like I was saying, when you listen to a certain type of music, does it change your perception of how you think? Are you now thinking, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, life is terrible, I don't make enough money, I'm not smart enough, I don't look good enough, I'm not prepared for this, I'm just not going to make it out here? Or are you thinking, today's a good day? You know what? No matter what, I feel like I can succeed. No matter how many times I'm going to fail, I'm not a failure. So it's just perception. It really is all in how you perceive. If you get into a disagreement with somebody and they say the color blue is kind of tell to you, you both could be looking at blue, and their blue could be teal, and your teal could be blue. And so what I'm trying to say without trying to confuse you is it really depends on the person and how they're looking at it. And it really depends on your mindset. If you sit around and mope around and say, you know what, life is terrible. There's people dying every day. There was just a massacre the other day in Vegas. There was hurricanes and people dying left and right. This is just no point in living. There's no point in even being here. Or you could say, these things happen and it's a terrible, I mean, terrible thing to happen to people. And you can't know when it's going to happen. You'll never know when it's going to happen. But you continue to live life and be thankful for the life you have and try to be good to other people and or the people that are close to you in order to continue to try to make this world a better place. Now, nobody is ever going to try to make this, going to individually change the whole world. But what you can do is think about your small inner circle and your group of friends and the people you know, and you could try to change their world from the inside and then continue to build and make it better that way. You can look at life that way, or you can say, you know what, it's just it's not worth it. I'm going to buy a gun. I'm going to lock myself up in the house. I'm scared of everything and everybody. This is just a terrible world. And you should really not, that's not the way to perceive life. You can't look at life that way. You'll be locked up in the house all day. You think everybody's crazy. It's perception. Just because a person is quiet doesn't make them crazy. Just because a person's talkative doesn't mean they know everything. It's really a perception of what you think it is and what it really is. And so what it really is could be anything. But if you perceive it to be something, it can make you paranoid. It could either make you paranoid or it can make you just go, hey, you know, it's really not that bad. You can easily like, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Watch out. Life is just terrible. Watch out for it. Because anytime, at any moment, it can go bad for me. Sure, that's one way to look at it. Or you can be like, today is a good day. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. And you could be, no matter what somebody say to you, if, prime example, if someone told me, if 60 people in a row told me I was ugly, I would look in the mirror and say, I don't know what they're talking about. Because it's my perception, no matter what anybody says to me, that I'm a beautiful person. I'm the most handsome man in the universe. Am I trying to be arrogant? Absolutely not. I'm telling you, my perception of the way I want to look at things is how I'm going to look at it. And I refuse to stay in a funk. I refuse to just be down in the dump all the time. It's not a good feeling. Like I said, I had a rough weekend. I was pretty upset most of the weekend. And I was slipping and I was falling. And I didn't want to get up. All I wanted to do was sleep. And then all of a sudden I said, you know what? Nah. That's not the way I want to be. I want to look at life. As I woke up this morning, the sun was shining. I could walk on both my feet. I have family. I have friends. I have money. I have opportunity to get out here and do this one more time. I have a little plaque on my headboard that says one day at a time. That's motivation enough for me. So just take the perception and don't sit in the dumps and say, oh, life is just this bad, crazy place. What is going to happen next? Who's going to shoot next? Who's going to do this? No. Perceive life as this great thing that you get to be fortunate to have at this present time. And while you having life and while you living in a positive way, because this is what rehab is about. It's about positivity. Make sure you bring peace to somebody this week. Until next week, peace be with you.